105.5 WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Additional charges. Clinton Boude. I'm Elliot Francis. Michigan's attorney general says more charges are possible after initial charges were filed Wednesday in the lead-tainted water crisis in Flint. Steve Dennis has the latest.
Three Michigan officials were charged in connection to the Flint water crisis Wednesday. Mike Glasgow, a former supervisor at Flint's water treatment plant, and Mike Prisby and Stephen Bush, officials with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, who face more serious allegations. The next step in this case is a formal arraignment. In Washington, I'm Steve Nannis.
Several black protesters were escorted out of a Hillary Clinton rally in Philadelphia Wednesday night. Correspondent Joe Johns was there.
About 10, perhaps even 20 protesters were removed from the room. They were holding up signs. They were chanting things like, don't trust them. They're killing people. Don't trust Hillary.
The criticism due to Mrs. Clinton's support of a crime bill signed into law 20 years ago by former President Bill Clinton. I'm Elliot Francis. After much debate and a bit of controversy, the $20 bill will have a new face. Correspondent Mary Maloney explains.
Change for a 20? Andrew Jackson, former president and slave owner, is moving from the front to the back of the bill. In his place, a former slave, Harriet Tubman. But the 20 isn't the only bill that's changing. The back of the 10 will have a montage of women involved in the suffrage movement. And the back of the 5 will feature portraits of people involved in historic events at the Lincoln Memorial, like Martin Luther King Jr. and Eleanor Roosevelt. I'm Mary Maloney.
ESPN has fired broadcaster Kurt Schilling following outrage over a Facebook post he made against the transgender community. The network issued a statement saying ESPN is an inclusive company. A disciplinary hearing has been set in Maria Sharapova's doping case. A ruling could come before the start of Wimbledon. Sharapova was suspended after she tested positive for a banned substance at the Australian Open. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bayer Advanced. Virginia lawmakers have approved a plan to allow the state to buy lethal injection drugs from pharmacies whose identities will be kept secret. Virginia is one of several states that has found it difficult to maintain a supply of execution drugs. Governor Terry McAuliffe had warned that without this new law, executions in Virginia would grind to a halt. Donald Trump brought his campaign to Maryland's Eastern Shore last night.
Is it fun to be at a Trump rally? I mean, honestly, do you think this happens with Lion Ted Cruz? Believe me. First of all, the crowd would be about 25 people. That would be a problem. Then they'd start falling asleep listening to this guy with the dramatics. We will fight. We will. Oh, please.
Now, if you're a registered voter in Maryland and want to take advantage of early voting for next week's primary, today's your last chance.
Early voting centers have been open for the last week to help ease the lines expected for Maryland's primary on Tuesday. Marjorie Rohr with the Montgomery County Board of Elections says more than 22,000 people have already cast a ballot, which is higher than previous years.
We're finding that we're still getting steady turnout, but we're processing everybody through very quickly. It takes about 5 minutes to vote when you get in the polling room.
The early voting centers, which are mostly community rec centers, will be open until 8 tonight. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Baltimore Sun is endorsing Chris Van Hollen for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in Maryland. Newspaper says Donna Edwards has done an admirable job representing the 4th District in the House, but, quote, it is the highly effective Mr. Van Hollen who should succeed Barbara Mikulski in the U.S. Senate. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,096, the NASDAQ at 4948. Sports, the Flyers stay alive with a Game 4 win over the Caps. Game 5 tomorrow night at Verizon Center. The Nats beat the Marlins. The O's beat the Jays. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission. To hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months. 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready-to-Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready-to-Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway we go with good news. Maryland, Virginia. No problems, no delays. Good early start as well on 66. Now, crews have been dealing with a crash. You still see some activity in Sterling on Old Ox Road. If you're heading westbound just before you get to 28 Sully Road. But they have been able to reopen the roadway just waiting for a tow truck. So just a little bit of a distraction. No early delays there. And I'm also looking at a nice, easy ride right now, 395 northbound. I'm not seeing any delays or problems to get by any of the lanes. Doesn't look like anything's closed from the overnight road work. They picked up on time. 270, quiet between Frederick and the Beltway each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another pretty good-looking day today. Milder weather continuing to push in out ahead of a cold front. Clouds mixed with sunshine. Mild start and a warm finish. 78 with a south wind, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Becoming cloudy tonight, 63. Cloudy tomorrow, 79. Showers, thunderstorms in by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Warrenton, 48 in Greenbelt, 49 degrees in Washington. John Kasich tells Republican insiders, if Cruz or Trump win the nomination, the GOP is going to get creamed. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 7:05 this morning, Ambassador John Bolton will join us. At 7:35, Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, who has testified on Capitol Hill that many people that are viewed as the Dreamers actually turn out to be gang members. We'll talk about that. At 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli, he speaks on behalf of the Cruz campaign. He's in charge of trying to find delegates for Ted Cruz. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And after Donald Trump's big victory in New York, the math is getting harder and harder for Ted Cruz to win the Republican nomination outright before the convention. Now, it's also still pretty challenging for Donald Trump to get his 1,237 delegates, but it's still possible. And he would then win on the first ballot. In fact, the Washington Post has a story suggesting that an internal memo says that Trump expects to get 1,400 delegates before the convention. Now, that should be interesting. But it brings up the question. There's a whole movement out there called Never Trump, people who just was doing anything to stop the Trump campaign. So now what does the Never Trump movement do? What's the plan? What's the strategy? I'd love to hear from you if you are one of those people. And if you're a Trump supporter, by the way, we'd also like to hear from you in terms of what you think your candidate's prospects are and whether he can win it before he gets to the convention and whether you're seeing some changes in the Trump campaign that make him look a little bit more like a national general election candidate. All of these topics came up with my conversation yesterday on Drive at 5 with Byron York of the Washington Examiner. We want to get your feedback, but first let's hear the interview. 888-630-9625. Call in. I asked Byron, what's next for the Never Trump movement?
Well, now more of a tough haul. That's the problem. I mean, you're right. 2 weeks ago, April 5 in Wisconsin, they had this huge victory. A lot of talk about a corner having been turned, some sort of turning point in the campaign. But everybody knew that New York was coming up. And they did know, of course, that Trump would win. They did, I think, in moments of what one Cruz person called irrational exuberance, think that, well, maybe they could take away a few delegates from Trump, but that didn't happen for Cruz. It did a couple of times for Kasich. So the problem is that the whole narrative has kind of switched again, and it doesn't get any better next week with Connecticut, Maryland, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. So it looks like Trump could win all of those, and if Cruz manages pulling them out, he'd be in great shape. But it looks like Trump could win them all.
This whole Never Trump idea seemed to start, actually, I mean, I've been trying to trace the origins. I know that it's all sort of like in the shadows and who really started it. But To me, my reaction when I started seeing it on Twitter and social media is that it was coming from the Rubio camp, or a lot of fervent supporters of Marco Rubio before the Florida primaries. And it, was there a fundamental problem with the idea of Never Trump in that it was never actually for somebody in particular? It was just against Donald Trump?
There you go. I mean, I think that's it completely. And you're right. When Rubio was still in the race, of course, I remember there was some strategic voting going on that took place on March 15th with the Ohio and the Florida primaries. And remember, Mitt Romney had, you know, endorsed Kasich in Ohio.
Just for Ohio.
Cruz in Utah, you know. Uh-huh. So it was obviously kind of strategic. But there's a little bit of a too clever by halfness to some of it, because it is true that voters do want to know what you're for if you're a candidate. And if what you're for is keeping the other guy below 1237, I think, you know, it seems like a spoiler. I mean, Trump has been out on the campaign trail, and he really telegraphed his pitch. He's been calling Cruz a spoiler all day, and he's going to keep doing it, because yeah. Cruz is, depending on how you count, he's either already mathematically eliminated from going into Cleveland with the required 1237, or he will be by April 26th next week. So you're going to hear a lot of the spoiler stuff from Trump in the next few days.
And yet, looking beyond next Tuesday, which you just explained looks pretty good for Trump, May 3rd looks very good for Indiana, looks very good for Cruz, does it not? As well
it
as
does.
The 10th for Nebraska, and then you've got Kentucky coming up, West Virginia. West Virginia could be a 50-50 thing, but yeah. I see those as pretty good Cruz states.
Now, Nebraska looks very good, very solid. As far as Indiana is concerned, the Cruz people believe that they can make that kind of like Wisconsin, which turned out really uh-huh. great for them. And I'm not entirely sure about that, because I don't know if Mike Pence, the governor, Republican governor of Indiana, wants to play the role of Scott Walker in the campaign.
Mm.
He hasn't said, I'm not saying he's not, but he hasn't said anything publicly yet. And I don't know that there's really that really powerful conservative talk radio establishment in Indiana that there was in Wisconsin. Still, there are some traits that make Indiana pretty appealing for Cruz. And if he does do well, is he back in the race? No, he's still a long way behind.
Yeah,
but he's back in the possibility of keeping Trump below 1237.
Meanwhile, Byron York, after that Wisconsin loss for Donald Trump, and after losing some key ground game losses where he ended up losing delegates, like in Colorado, and other sort of party machination losses, Paul Manafort comes in. And within 2 weeks now, Byron York, I haven't seen Donald Trump on any of the Sunday shows 2 weeks in a row. And we've got, he was succinct and didn't ramble on yesterday in his victory speech. Has the Manafort Fort coup been complete here, and is he now in charge of this campaign, and is Donald Trump a different candidate?
Well, I think there's no doubt that Trump has kind of smoothed up the operation. As a matter of fact, I wrote a piece about this over the weekend. When I realized on Friday, I thought, well, when's the last time Trump has said something that's going to set everybody's hair on fire? We were all talking about it for days and days afterwards. And I had to go back to the attack on Heidi Cruz,
yeah.
or maybe what he had said to Chris Matthews about abortion, and then the various flawed follow-ups to that. And, you know, it was, you had to go back. And what had happened was they really did have a major low point in the campaign in Wisconsin, April 5. And I believe a few days before that, while they're still sliding downhill, mm-hmm. Trump announces that he's bringing Manafort on. Takes a few days to get going, but after this defeat, Trump really seems to change his tune a little bit. You know, listen to his rallies. He's still pretty much the same guy at his rallies, but he's avoiding some of those personal things, some of the rather obvious things, like you yeah. can attack your opponent, but don't attack your opponent's wife.
Right. So they are still letting Donald be Donald. It's just
Listen to him on the stump.
You
but
know,
last night, when everybody watching him giving his victory speech, it was, what, 8 minutes long?
Yep.
It was jobs. It was trade. It was military strength, Obamacare, Common Core, very issue-oriented, and he didn't call Cruz Lion Dead. He didn't talk about crooked Hillary. So, you know, it was pretty tame by Trump standards.
Final quick note on this, Byron, before I let you go, and we are almost out of time, but for everyone who's concerned about the Donald Trump campaign, people concerned about his recklessness or his perceived recklessness, the fact that he was able to turn this ship so quickly, you know, bring in somebody like Paul Manafort, give him the reins without really publicly humiliating Corey Lewandowski, and sort of change in such a short time, that's kind of rare in presidential politics, isn't it? Especially for a newcomer.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I have people say, look, this proves that he can actually listen to what people are saying. You can certainly argue that he sure took his time with it and got into a lot of trouble.
Well, he had to lose. He had to.
Yeah, exactly.
Why change until you start? If you're winning, why listen to everybody? Then you start losing 8 out of 9. All right. We got to leave it there. Byron York, once again, making political journalism great again over there at the Washington Examiner. Thanks. That's Byron York yesterday on the Drive at 5. So that's the question. If you were part of the Never Trump camp, what do you do now? What's your option? What's your plan? We actually have not an endorsement, but a person who hasn't supported Trump coming out and talking about this, and he's a pretty high-profile Republican. We'll tell you that, and of course, Brian, I'm interested in hearing what you have to say about all of this.
Well, I'll be glad to share that.
I am very excited about that.
But right now, it is 5:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. It is. We are off to a good start. In fact, 395, no major problems coming off the Beltway. No lingering road work. All lanes are open and no delay. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Heading in through town, good news too. Heading over the 14th Street Bridge, Anacostia River Bridges, over the Key Bridge and Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Nice and quiet the way we like it. No problems to report on 66 Greenway Toll Road. Checking out the Baltimore-Washington Parkway for you. U.S. Park Police tell me they're not working any early problems either. George Washington Parkway is good. And out of Frederick, 270, nice run. In through Gaithersburg to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAO Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today's going to be clear to partly cloudy and breezy and a high of around 78 degrees. Tonight, down to 63. And Friday, tomorrow, looks pretty good. Almost 80 degrees, but cloudy skies. Then tomorrow night, Friday night, somehow they let some rain into the forecast. Showers are possible, maybe even a rumble of thunder during the evening. The low will be 58. The chance of rain, we're told, is 80%. Saturday, though, in the low 70s. Sunday, in the mid-70s. And on Monday, temperatures will be in the mid-80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees, 517 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
517 on WMAO. I want to hear from you if you were part of this whole Never Trump thing. And by the way, if you are a supporter of Donald Trump, do you agree that you've seen a shift in the Donald? Is Donald no longer really being the Donald that we all grew to have our opinions about over the past several months? Paul in Silver Spring, you're first up on... Oh, no, no, you're not, Paul. Hang on right there. Brian, sorry, I get into that zone.
Yeah,
there.
I know. That's way well.
Brian, yeah. What do you think?
Well, actually, listen, the Washington Post story this morning saying that the internal memo from the Trump people suggests that he could get 1,400 delegates. It's not beyond the realm of the possible. Mm. I mean, there's so many scenarios out there, and I watched Bill Hemmer run the billboard on Fox the other day, and he ran a scenario where, you know, you get to California and he's still 150 short.
Yeah, he'd have to sweep California, and California is a really bizarre state. I mean, yeah. He'd have to do well in every single congressional district.
But he's going to do well in Pennsylvania. He's going to do well in Connecticut, Maryland, and California if the polls are correct. And, you know, the last set of polls was pretty accurate. So we'll see about that. And there has been a decided change. You know, I said a few days ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, when Paul Manafort came in, I said, you know, some adults are coming into this campaign. Excuse me, some people who really know how to run campaigns. And Paul Manafort is a practice hand, and I wouldn't be surprised to see this campaign shape up, and it has. Donald Trump is a more disciplined candidate, mm-hmm. and a less vitriolic candidate. He's still the Donald, but he's not making the sort of attacks and the sort of mistakes that he was making before. And that may sit well. I've read a bunch of stories this morning. It's really interesting. This is sort of the theme you see in a number of stories and a number of political websites this morning about people who are out there watching this campaign, that
Republicans may be finding their peace with Donald Trump, and I wonder if that is the case.
That includes Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, who said late last night that if Trump is the nominee, he will support him. Now, that's kind of surprising, considering Trump was pretty vicious to Scott Walker during the early days because he was trying to knock him out and said, you know, this whole Wisconsin, he's got big problems at Wisconsin. It hasn't been that great. Wisconsin's a disaster. Well, Scott Walker's ready to support him if he's the nominee.
Well, don't underestimate the presence of Paul Manafort head of this campaign. He really knows his stuff, and he apparently, and it's an interesting, remember Roger Stone sort of got drummed out of the original campaign? He's still a friend of Trump's, but he sort of got drummed out because he was the one who was saying, Donald, you got to stop doing this, and you got to stop doing that, and he said Donald didn't want to hear it.
Wait. So back then, Roger Stone was the grown-up?
Was the voice
of
reason.
He was,
say what you will about Roger Stone, and he's a very colorful character in many respects, but he understands how to run a campaign.
Keith in Winchester, you told Heather Hunter that you are a never Trump, so what's your plan, Keith?
Well, quite frankly, if it gets to the point where Trump gets the nomination, I'm voting Libertarian. I'll tell you why. It's the supporters. I've been called an American, unchristian, about every name in the book, just because I prefer Ted Cruz to Donald Trump. There's something about the supporters that I've seen on pretty much across the board that scares the living crap out of me.
Okay, Keith, and listen, that's a fair comment, and that's your experience. I can tell you, the cool thing about me not declaring for any candidate, actually, and sort of being someone in the middle, and you know I'm pretty active on social media as well as talk radio, and so is Brian Wilson. I got to tell you, the Never Trump people have been pretty vicious to me because I haven't denounced Donald Trump. They've compared me to Switzerland not denouncing the Nazis.
Oh, man.
Keith?
Well, it's that mustache. What can I say there?
All right. Thank you, Keith. I think there's more of a comparison about Hitler than just the mustache. All right. Paul in Silver Spring, as promised, you are next. Hang on there. Don't go anywhere. And more of your calls, 888-630-9625. What is the story with Never Trump? Where do you turn now that it's becoming increasingly challenging to stop Trump potentially on that first ballot? And also, is Trump a new candidate? And is that a good thing? It's 522 on WMAL.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. The Nation's Gun Show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. Info and coupon at cegunshows.com.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach-A-RIDE. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov returns for its fourth annual technology conference and showcase. 930Gov convenes government technical communities to see and hear the latest in cybersecurity, DevOps, records management, knowledge management, and customer experience solutions. Registration is free for both government and industry. Exhibit opportunities available. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th at the D.C. Convention Center. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is 525. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And rolling along just fine, Virginia 395 off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, meaning no lingering road work, no troubles to get you by Landmark. Love that. Let's get you across the Wilson Bridge with ease. If you take 295 past the Naval Research Lab, a great time to get going without any delays. Leaving Upper Marlboro, Route 4, also Route 5 through Clinton to the Beltway, 210 to the Beltway, running without any reported incidents. For Virginia, 66. Let's do it, and it's no problem. Out of Gainesville, heading through to the Beltway and inside the Beltway through Falls Church to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Stuff not moving very quickly in the atmosphere. High clouds with clear sky and another dry day today with that mix of cloud and sun even this afternoon. A gusty south breeze. 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees. It's now 526.
I mean, the Trump campaign wasn't a campaign. It was one man and an iPhone and a series of instinctive moves. Corey Lewandowski was never the campaign manager in a traditional sense. He was the body man. A campaign manager is back behind a desk thinking through strategy. No one was doing that. And the truth is they woke up and realized, and that all worked, by the way.
Yeah.
They realized they're going to lose on delegates.
And then you saw a shift. Well, what do you make of the shift in the Trump campaign? And if you're never Trump, what do you do now? Paul in Silver Spring, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Basically, two things should happen right now, in my opinion. And that is that the Republican National Committee should tell Ted Cruz and John Kasich to get out of the way. And Donald Trump also, at the same time, should ignore them both and focus entirely on Hillary Clinton. And you're asking the question how he should be, you know, presenting himself at this point.
Yeah.
That'll depend on how Hillary Clinton, if she's going to use language like misogynist, xenophobe, blah, 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 then he should do the same thing in turn.
Go after her, otherwise, targeted at her, not at other Republicans.
Language.
Yeah. I'm with you, yeah. Paul, and I think that we're going to start seeing that, despite the fact that last night out on the Eastern Shore, he did once again call... Yeah. Called Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, Lion Ted.
Lion Ted right. again, yeah. But, you know. That's...
By the way, somebody who supports Ted Cruz, Ken Cuccinelli will be with us at 8:05
yes,
this morning.
Will. It's 5:28 on WMAL.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full mouth implant restoration teams in the DC area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the clear choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the DC metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the DC area for almost 30 years. 30 years and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Andrew Jackson to the back of the bus, or at least the back of the $20 bill. We're going to tell you about the changes coming to your currency right after the news. It is 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Republican frontrunner brought his presidential campaign to Maryland's Eastern Shore last night.
Donald Trump's brief flirtation with a more civil tone came to an end Wednesday following his sweeping victory in the New York primary.
I love running against crooked Hillary. I love that.
Despite Trump's bluster, the GOP nomination is still about delegates and the possibility of a contested convention, something Ted Cruz has been planning for. The Texas senator took aim Wednesday not only at Donald Trump, but also John Kasich.
John Kasich has no path whatsoever to the nomination. He has lost now, I think it's 31 states.
The Cruz and Kasich campaigns courted GOP insiders Wednesday at the Republican National Committee meeting in Florida, which continues Thursday. I'm Reid Binion.
Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen has won the endorsement of the Baltimore Sun in his bid for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. The Sun says Van Hollen offers the best chance of being able to write or sponsor meaningful legislation and convince a divided Congress to support it. As severe storms continue to cause major damage in the Houston area, emergency crews there have been stretched to the limit.
Emergency teams have worked around the clock to move people out of flooded residential areas. Several thousand people have been pulled from their homes using high water trucks, rafts, kayaks, and an endless stream of boats crisscrossing the usually vehicle-jammed roads of Houston.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera, a Virginia state delegate, is suing the Virginia Attorney General for failing to provide a written opinion he requested months ago. Loudoun County Republican Dave LaRocque claims Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring is not doing his job as required by state law. Abolitionist Harriet Tubman is in line to be on the $20 bill. But the idea is not universally popular. Former Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says,
love Harriet Tubman. I love what she did. But we can find another way to honor her. Maybe a $2 bill.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 18,096. The Nasdaq at 4948. Sports, the Flyers stave off a sweep by the Caps with a win in Philly. Game 5 tomorrow night at Verizon Center. The Nationals beat the Marlins. The Orioles beat Toronto. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 wearily. Weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
The crap in Washington is going to come to a screeching halt when you elect Dave Wallace to the U.S. Senate. He is not a politician.
Hi, I'm Dave Wallace, a businessman, a family man, a lifelong Marylander. I'll fight to cut your tax rate, cut deficits, debt, and regulation, bring great jobs back to Maryland, secure our borders, and prohibit unscreened refugees into Maryland. Go to DaveWallace.us. Vote Dave Wallace in the Maryland primary April 26th. Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Sponsored by Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neuro Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Living with depression is a daily struggle. TMS Neuro Health Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. If your current treatment is not enough, you are not alone. With TMS and FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS Neuro Health Centers is changing lives in our many locations. Find out more at our free open house in Tyson's Corner on April 28th at 6 p.m. Visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, a great start here out in Gainesville, pushing up through to the Beltway and then continuing inside the Beltway. No troubles. 7 and through Leesburg and then continuing heading up toward the toll road and the Beltway. Good. Just a heads up in the Luckett's area. Had the crash. They were waiting for a tow truck. It happened on the northbound side of 15 heading in toward Luckett's. However, southbound slowing to get by as well. So a little bit of volume each direction, 15 south of White's Ferry Road. Let's get you onto 270, where I'm seeing some of that volume forming through Urbana down to Clarksburg, but nothing reported along the way. Currently, Beltway runs without any troubles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You'll notice a little bit stiffer breeze today. Other than that, clouds mixed with sunshine. Not a bad day. Temperatures above average by about 10 degrees, 78. Overcast, 63 tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, close to 80. And some showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Dumfries, 51 in La Plata, 49 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 5:37. You're listening to WMAL and Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. You're going to want to stay here all morning long because check out this lineup. 705, Ambassador John Bolton will give us his take on the president's efforts in Saudi Arabia and now the announcement that the president will go visit the Queen of England. At 7:35, Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins will talk about the rise of MS-13 gang activity out in Frederick County, and he links it right back to the Dreamers here coming across the border illegally. 8:05 brings us Ken Cuccinelli, who's heading up Ted Cruz's delegate plan for the convention. That's going to be a hot topic. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. That's a morning. Keep it right here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey, well, I need the dollar, that's what I need.
I mean, look, we're going to see some big changes eventually on our money. That was announcement came out yesterday as we have been waiting to see exactly who was going to end up on what denomination and who got moved and who got cut and who got elevated to being commemorated on our currency. You know, they were going to move Alexander Hamilton off of the $10 bill.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we had this whole play about Hamilton.
Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton.
You know, the audio glitches right there. It actually goes, Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. But it glitches. We gotta get a cleaner recording.
Okay,
well, it glitches for some reason.
Well, only you.
That offends my ear.
Well, okay. I'm sorry that your ear has been offended.
Seeing it Saturday.
And you're going to see it Saturday, yeah, which is really the whole reason you wanted to talk about it.
Fourth row on the aisle. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, anyway, Alexander Hamilton will remain on the 10 because, I mean, you can't kick a guy off who's got a big award-winning play on
Broadway.
That's
right. The Phantom of the Opera remains on the $50 bill.
All right. So, anyway, you got that going on. But there are going to be some big changes. Most notably, I think we're going to see some changes to the 20.
Yes.
It was announced yesterday that Andrew Jackson, Old Hickory, is moving to the back of the 20 and will be replaced by Harriet Tubman, who was, you know, an abolitionist leader, supporter of the Underground Railroad back during the Civil War era. And you know, a lot of people seem to like that choice. I don't have strong feelings about it. I actually didn't care about the changes on the dollars on our currency, except for Hamilton. I really felt like Hamilton was the guy who created the economic engine that made America great. And if there was anybody who deserved to be on a piece of currency, it was Alexander Hamilton.
And George Washington. You're not going to move George Washington.
And I wouldn't change, you know.
Or Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln needs to remain right there. But, I mean, apparently, Harriet Tubman goes to the front, and Alexander Hamilton goes to the back.
Wait, now you keep saying he goes. Are you saying that literally? Is he going to be on the back of the bill? I didn't read that part.
No, I read that
part. Yeah, so Jackson's going to be on the back of the $20 bill, and Harriet Tubman's on the front. Can I ask you a question?
Andrew
Jackson,
I mean,
completely honest, legitimate question. This is, how do you know what the front is and what the back is on a bill? I mean, it doesn't say this is the front and this is the back. If you've got a face on one side and a face on the other side, then what's to determine that this one is the front and that one's the back?
Mike McKay's got a $50
bill. Oh, I thought he only had Benjamins in there.
Yeah, no. Look at the man. That guy's got money. Okay, I'm looking at the 20 now.
Right now, the back of the 20 is the...
White House. No, it's the Treasury Department.
It is Treasury? No, the back of the 10 is the Treasury.
What is that?
That is the White House.
That is the White House. This is the... front of the White House.
Listen, I know we got a lot to say about Harriet Tubman and all that stuff, but this is incredulous to me. So you've got a portrait on the front of Harriet Tubman.
Right.
And a portrait on the back of Andrew Jackson.
So which is the front?
Which is the front and which is the back?
Well, that's an excellent point.
I don't...
what do you think about the whole Tubman thing, though?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Oh, I think this is great. We're replacing a genocidal slave owner who was the founder of the modern-day Democratic Party.
Right.
With a gun-toting Republican woman who kicked a little butt back there in the 19th century.
You know, that's interesting.
She's very pro-Second Amendment. You didn't run the Underground Railroad without a firearm,
my
friend. No,
and she was a Republican.
Yes,
she was aligned with the Party of Lincoln.
Yes, she was.
Well, how about that?
I
wonder if Democrats who rushed to say, this is a great idea, have thought that one all the way through.
Of course they did, because they're trying to appropriate Republican heritage and trying to make people who don't understand history to think that Republicans were the ones who were in favor of slave ownership, that Republicans were the ones who were on the wrong side of the Civil War. No, it was the Democrats. The Democrats are trying to rewrite their own history, and I don't understand why Republicans don't make more of their proud history.
Isn't that, that's an interesting point. Larry.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
an
that.
An interesting point.
Yeah.
And there's a change to the five. I'm trying to remember. There's a whole...
Whole
panoply of people are going to be on the five.
Here's what's happening. Now, the back of the $5 bill is, instead of just showing the Lincoln Memorial, you know, in a set, you know, with nobody there, they're going to depict a scene at the Lincoln Memorial of a concert that was given back in the 30s of an African-American opera singer who was not allowed to sing at Constitution Hall. So Eleanor Roosevelt set up this concert in front of the Lincoln Memorial. So that'll be the scene that's depicted.
Right.
Eleanor Roosevelt will be seen there. There'll be a small portrait of her as well as a portrait of Martin Luther King Jr. So basically what they're saying is, yes, we're going to show the Lincoln Memorial, but we're going to show it in historic context and the people who were involved in that.
People who have made appearances there.
Correct.
At the Lincoln.
And Jack Lew, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, said that he's trying to bring these monuments to life. Instead of just a picture of a monument. To that end, on the back of the 10 right now, we've got the Treasury Department.
Right.
Well, we will show the Treasury Department now, not just, again, a staid portrait, but it will be the scene of a 1913 March for Women's Suffrage that ended at the Treasury Department. So, and it'll highlight five different suffragettes. Although I learned yesterday you're not allowed to say suffragettes anymore because it's diminishing. You're supposed to say suffrage leaders.
By the way,
yes,
we won't actually see these changes till 2030?
Yes, that is correct. According to CNN, the designs will be done by 2020, but then it takes 10 years.
Wow.
The soonest that a new $20 note will be issued is 2030, a source at the Treasury Department said, citing a lengthy process convened by the Advanced Counterfeit Deterrence Steering Committee, which means that by then we're not going to be using paper money anyway. It will all be electronic. And this entire gesture is just for good feelings, good publicity, good press, but it ultimately means nothing. Basically, It's the perfect allegory for the Obama administration.
There you go. Well, the changes are coming, just as often is the case in government, exceedingly slow.
Mm.
It is 5:43.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com now.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
It is now 5:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395, good. Beltway, 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. If you're coming southbound, though, and through Landmark, they still have the arrow board set up along the right side, heading past the work zone, but no delay at all. But just watch your step through Landmark Duke Street area. Now, out of Leesburg, if you are on Route 7 and you're heading eastbound 7 just before Battlefield Parkway, that's where we have a report of a crash. Crews are on their way to check it out. Luckett's, we do have some early volume here. Had the crash, they were waiting on a tow truck in Route 15. I'm seeing the volume each direction just north of Limestone School Road. Now, let's see 270. We're from Route 80 Urbana, a little bit 480 now, down past 109. Any of the pressure being taken off at 270? Not really, but I was watching that because, for those of you that take 70, we have a crash. Eastbound 70 at I-40. Watch for delays coming past the Hagerstown outlets. No troubles coming in from the trip from Annapolis and Bowie on 50 and heading in through town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another pretty good-looking day today. Milder weather continuing to push in out ahead of a cold front. Clouds mixed with sunshine. Mild start and a warm finish. 78 with a south wind, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Becoming cloudy tonight, 63. Cloudy tomorrow, 79. Showers, thunderstorms in by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about this missing Fairfax firefighter by the name of Nicole Mittendorf.
Yeah.
What an interesting and bizarre case this is. And, still hoping for a good outcome here. But Fairfax County fire officials have now told officials that Mittendorf, who was a firefighter in Fairfax County, called in on last Wednesday and said that she would not be at work because she was not feeling well, said she was ill.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's sort of the next thing we know is it's Friday and she's supposed to show up for work and she doesn't show up.
Yeah.
So they begin, checking to see where she is. Are you okay? And now they're finding that her car was located out in the Shenandoah. They have blocked off some of the trails out there near that car so that they can search the area, trying to find out what she was doing out there. Was she going on a hike? They now know that apparently some file had been downloaded on her phone that may have given, it may have been a map or something that was downloaded. And so that now is in the possession of law enforcement authorities, and they're trying to figure out whether or not that will give them some clue as to where she was headed. The last communication was on Wednesday at 10:50 a.m. when she gave a text message to her father. And that's the last time anybody knows where she is.
So what I don't understand is why this has captured everybody's... I mean, it just seems like, to me, a basic missing persons and missing persons situation. Mm-hmm. There, the police have said there's no sign of foul play. It all seems pretty... You know, listen, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but if you look at what we know, it looks like she went to go for a hike in the Shenandoah. She downloaded a map or something. That, you know, they're saying it could be a map. And she went out, she left her car there, she went out hiking, she got lost, and something bad happened to her out there, which happens to people.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this such a it's a huge story. People, yeah. I mean, the local news, you can't get away with it.
You can't turn on the TV without seeing the story about this woman.
Is there some suggestion that there's more to it?
I don't know. They have not publicly said there's more to it than that. But certainly when, you know, it is bizarre when a 31-year-old woman with her credentials and her job history, she just disappears off the face of the planet. Nobody knows where she is. It does raise some concerns. There is probably also a TV element to this. She's a very attractive woman. And when very attractive people go missing, somehow it becomes a story. I don't know why that is, but it certainly is the case. So we're continuing to follow this. It is an interesting story. I don't know exactly how it's going to turn out, but they're continuing to search out in the Shenandoah for this woman.
One aspect of it, I think, which is worth discussion, is the wireless carrier, the cell phone carrier, will not allow police to see what that file was that was downloaded.
That was initially true. They have turned.
They
it
have
over
not turned it over. Oh, all right. Thank you. I'm getting old information.
It is now
typical because I think it's from the Washington Post.
It's 551.
More companies than ever are producing original content for TV, including Amazon. Back in 2014, they developed a TV series called Transparent. In the first season, the family patriarch revealed his secret. He's transgender. It was built around that. Now, I'll bet most of you didn't even know this show existed, let alone watch it. And it probably would remain obscure if not for a news item this week. Now, apparently the cast and crew of Transparent are mad. They're up in arms over working conditions because management decided to change both restrooms on the set to gender neutral. These are not single occupancy bathrooms. Many people at once can use them. And now they're open to everybody. Doesn't matter what your gender. So it's a victory for humanity, they say. See, if a woman is using the facility, nothing stops a man or men from joining her. And women can walk in on men doing their business. If you're not sure of your gender, not a problem. If you're transgendered, those who claim to be, welcome to go right in and go, no matter who's using the facilities. Now, news reports say the crew, especially women, don't like this. But they're afraid to say anything. They're afraid of being called transphobic, and they won't voice their complaints. And this is how the left wins. They bully and intimidate, and obvious right and wrong get obscured because the bullies succeed in scaring the heck out of the normal.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I have a question for you. Who is the fastest growing tractor brand in America? If you guessed Mahindra tractors, my good friends, you are absolutely right. Mahindra also has an amazing 97% customer satisfaction rating. No wonder they are the world's number one selling tractor. That's why I feel comfortable recommending Mahindra tractors to you. I am confident that you will join the 97% of satisfied Mahindra owners. Now, don't forget, Mahindra still offers zero interest for 84 months and a rock-solid 5-year powertrain warranty. I mean, what's not to love? If you want to work smarter, not harder, on the land that you love, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit D&GEquipment.com. That's D&GEquipment.com.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-237-5780. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-237-5780. That's 800-237-5780. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-237-5780 today.
It is 5:55 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the Beltway, happy about the start of our... I feel like I should do the happy. Happy about the start of the dance, the start of the commute through Annandale, Tysons, through Silver Spring and Bethesda, over to the Wilson Bridge. No delays, no problems. Good start. 395, wide open, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, we do have a couple of things that have popped up. Let's start first on the Dulles Connector Road as you merge to go east on 66. Right in that stretch, crews are responding to a crash on Route 7 as you come out of Leesburg before you get to the battlefield eastbound. Report of an incident there. Luckett's, they were waiting on a tow truck, just seeing a little bit of volume each direction on 15 north of Limestone School Road. 270, volume with us as we push down toward Hyattstown, but nothing reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You'll notice a little bit stiffer breeze today. Other than that, clouds mixed with sunshine. Not a bad day. Temperatures above average by about 10 degrees, 78. Overcast, 63 tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, close to 80. And some showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees. It is now 5:56.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach a Ride. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Coming up on WMAL.
Patrick Leahy doesn't think J. Edgar Hoover's name should be on the FBI building. What do you think?
And Kurt Schilling has been fired by ESPN because of some things he wrote on his Facebook page about transgendered law in North Carolina. It's all coming up right here on WMAL. 6 o'clock time for the news.
WMAL FM.